When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 15 of Dare to Be. Our devotion today is titled, A Journey to Worship. Oswald Chambers once said, "Worship and intercession must go together. One is impossible without the other." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. There was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroboam, the son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zoph, an Ephrathite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1 records the birth of Samuel to Hannah after she dared to pray for God to give her a son. To better understand the miracle and Hannah's daring prayer, let's read Warren Wiersbe's description of the setting of 1 Samuel. If Judges is the book of no king, then 1 Samuel is the book of man's king. The people of Israel asked for a king, and God gave them Saul from the tribe of Benjamin, who turned out to be a tragic failure. But the Lord had prepared David for the throne, and 2 Samuel is the book of God's king. You cannot read the records of the past without seeing the hand of the Lord of hosts at work in the events of what we call history. The Lord is mentioned over 60 times in 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 3, for He is the chief actor in this drama. Men and women are free to make their decisions, good or bad, but it is Jehovah, the Lord of history, who ultimately accomplishes His purposes in and through the nations. If you need some confirmation of that, you can look up Acts chapter 14, verses 15 through 17, Acts 17, 24 through 26, and Daniel chapter 4, verse 25 and 32. Indeed, history is His story, a truth that is a great encouragement to God's people who suffer for their faith. But this truth is also a warning to unbelievers who ignore or oppose the will of God, because the Lord of hosts will ultimately triumph. Samuel was God's bridge builder at a critical time in Jewish history when the weak confederation of tribes desperately needed direction. He was the last of the judges. You can see 1 Samuel 7, 15 through 17, and Acts 13, 20. He was also the first of a new line of prophets after Moses. That's verse 24 of chapter 3. He established a school of the prophets, and He anointed two kings, Saul, who failed, and David, who succeeded. At a time when the ages were colliding and everything seemed to be shaking, Samuel gave spiritual leadership to the nation of Israel and helped to move them toward national unification and spiritual rededication. Through Hannah's prayer, God changed her story and our history. This story starts with a divided family. Elkanah has two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Hannah could not bear any children with Elkanah, while Peninnah could. This caused opposition between the two wives. Interestingly, Peninnah's name means fruitful. Whenever Hannah heard Peninnah's name, she was reminded of her plight. In addition, Hannah knew that the problem of barrenness resided with her and not her husband. Elkanah appears to be a godly man. He regularly took his family to worship at Shiloh and brought a sacrifice to God. John Woodhouse writes, "Our first impressions of Elkanah are of a man who took the Lord seriously and was attentive to his responsibilities before God. Elkanah was a man of faith in God. He gave thanks to God and honored him in the way appropriate to his time." Shiloh was located 15 miles north of Elkanah's home in Ramah. It was where, 200 years earlier, the Israelites had entered the land of Canaan. It is also where the tabernacle was set up under Joshua's leadership. That's from Joshua chapter 18, verse 1. Judges 21, verse 19, states that at Shiloh, there was an annual feast of the Lord. This is where Elkanah is journeying to worship. Everything about to occur in Hannah's life stems from her belief in God, which has been molded by her yearly journey to worship the Lord at Shiloh. Worshiping God is at the heart of those who dare to pray for miracles. Some questions to consider. Why is the context of 1 Samuel chapter 1 significant to Hannah's prayer and God's miracle? How can worshiping God help remind you that your true identity comes from God? And finally, in what ways is your worship of God connected to daring prayers to God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.